Hello and thank you for joining us for a Virtual Leftovers podcast at the Digital Dinner Table. Woo! I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dad Cookies.
Uxter.
Matt Mann.
And welcome back.
It's now 2020.
And
we've been gone for 2 months. Holidays are, you know, weird.
Holidays suck.
Hey, start listening to us more. Maybe we'll be able to actually afford to not work.
Oh, that's the dream.
Shout us out. It'd be real nice to have this as a job instead of, you know...
A job. True story.
Anyways, so we've been gone for a while and there's been a lot of nerdy news that we don't have available at our fingertips right now because, well, some of us do. I don't.
You know, some people don't know how to work a pen and paper.
You know, yeah. I like to have articles.
Yeah. Google.
Whatever.
Yeah. There you go. Alright, so first off, perfect. We've got Sony's been releasing the Morbius previews. Those actually look really good.
I haven't watched them yet.
You haven't?
I keep me wanting to, but it's always an inconvenient time when I stumble across them to watch them, and I just never think about going back to watch them later.
Mm-hmm. Just letting you know, there is two reference.
I know. Certain somebody from a previous Webhead movie is makes an appearance, but we don't. Do they say who he is?
No, but they also show.
That's what I've heard is that they don't say who is.
No, they don't say his name.
But
it seems like he was wearing a.
He did
similar
like
jumpsuit,
like a lab coat too, or something like that.
It also looked.
A screenshot.
But also, there's another moment where it shows a mural to Spider-Man, but it says murder on it. And a lot of people are suggesting that that might be tying into the Far From Home, where everyone's accusing him of murdering
Mysterio.
Yeah. Mysterio.
Just letting you know, Spider-Man 3 is confirmed to be
It was already
to be starting production in July, and it's going to take him back. You know, normal Atlanta, Georgia, but it's going to take him to L.A., New York, and Iceland. And there's a rumor that it will confirm might have Kraven the Hunter.
So another thing involving Spider-Man, this whole
a lot of Spider-Man,
Disney possibly buying Spider-Man for $5 billion.
I think that's worth it.
Change.
Not really.
Tom Holland's just over here.
I've learned some things about the ownership of the character that. Make it not worth it whatsoever.
Make it that Sony should
because
be
one
doing the deal.
Well, yes, absolutely. Because one, well, for Disney, it'd be better if they kept doing the deal.
Oh, okay.
Because one, they put in less money towards the projects, but they get a little bit, but they get a lot more than what they were before. They also, if they don't buy it. There's rumors that Apple is working on buying Sony, and if Sony gets bought, all of the Marvel characters that belong to Sony get returned to Marvel for free. So if Apple buys Sony, it'd be a waste of money for them to... it's better to wait it out than anything.
Sony's just over here just like, money.
So, I mean...
No reason to even spend money.
Disney paying $5 billion in any situation is not a good deal.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Disney's just over here just like throwing it in him like chump
large lumps of money. He's like, here you go, guys.
Yeah.
It's like that person who just got paid.
But what's great... What's weird with that amount of money, it's not actual dollars. It's just numbers on a computer somewhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's something I discovered was that if Sony gets bought, Spider-Man and all the other Marvel characters go back.
And who? Like, Venom?
It'd be Venom.
Morbius, obviously.
All the Spider-Man characters.
Morbius.
God, who the fuck Wills was it? Now that I'm having to actually think about it, it's
just
not in my head.
Oh, did you lock your phone? My phone?
Yeah. But anyways.
Literally every character within the Spider-Man universe.
That's a lot of characters. Hold on, let's see who all... Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like,
That would be dead.
Venom.
While he's looking that up and taking off, Marvel did just get full access to Hulk and Namor to do some solo movies, hopefully.
They did? Universal finally gave up on
I think
on
so.
Hulk.
That's
I'll have to deal with. I haven't heard those rumors whatsoever.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything about that.
I don't know. Any other?
Apparently, Sony has movie rights to 900 Marvel characters. I think that's probably exaggerated, but...
Depending on how you break it down.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of Marvel characters they made.
But it's like...
And they keep making more.
All the Spider-Man villains, like Kraven the Hunter.
Okay.
Plus there's Morbius. All the ancillary characters.
Yeah.
You know, Jameson.
Yeah.
Robbie Robertson. Ben
All the... Green Goblin.
Stacy, so I guess kind of,
Norman Osborn, Harry Osborn.
All six Doc of the Hawk. Sinisters.
Yeah.
Well, 7, 8.
They could actually do a live-action Sinister Six.
Oh, shit. And be as picky as
Disney. All the symbiotes.
Because if we're...
All the symbiotes,
well,
yeah.
Because Disney now is getting not... They don't care about the rated R movies right now.
Well, you know, the way I kind of see it is, you know, they have their adult rated comics, right?
Yeah, why not?
Why not have adult rated fucking movies?
Well, I mean, if Deadpool 3 is confirmed to be rated R, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see? If that can be rated R, why not have... Well, we'll
might
see.
As well, shit.
Might as well.
And I guess the New Mutants, I guess, is being it's in such a way that if it does good, then I'm like, oh yeah, that's gonna be part of the MCU.
Oh yeah. Well, there's
but
a
if it doesn't if it doesn't do
associated.
Well,
well, I mean, no, it's
and
a,
then
it has
if it
Marvel.
If it doesn't do well, then it's like, oh no, that's its own thing.
That was a toss of the dice.
Yeah, that's a holdover from when you know Fox owned it.
Yeah.
It was just something they finally just pushed out and said fuck it to Disney. Ooh. No cursing, sorry.
Why the fuck not?
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, basically from what I could tell on there, didn't seem like any of the rumors had any strong evidence towards it.
The Hulk and Namor. Yeah. Okay.
The best evidence they had was a deleted live stream of one of the panels.
Wow. That sounds...
But, I mean, it'd be cool. And it kind of does make sense because Universal hasn't done anything at all with
Hulk or...
Yeah, specifically Namor.
Wasn't there a
you only have
rumor
anything
to
Hulk
have
since,
a movie
you
know, coming?
Ed Norton, Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. And they're supposed to...
Well over 10
I think
years
it
ago.
Was rumored and then shut down.
Yeah,
I think for most of the Marvel deals, it was like movies had to be made within 7 years. Or
you know,
they'd get
like
reverted
movies,
back.
There has to be a movie made within, you know, at least once every so many years before the movie rights revert back to Marvel. Which is why we kept getting, you know, various Spider-Mans. Why that one... horrendous Fantastic Four movie was made.
It's okay, they're back
out
home.
All,
I feel like we had to, guys. I'm sorry.
We got them. We have them.
You know, it's
they're
the,
safe.
They were going to lose
safe.
The movie rights. They're like, we better hurry up and make a Fantastic Four movie. Didn't have to be good.
That looks like something they dusted off from deep, deep down in the vaults.
It's like, we're not even going to try too hard.
No, just...
We just gotta make it, call it good. We don't have to release it, thank God. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but from what I understand, the Adam West Batman movie is like premium culture film compared to Fantastic Four movie.
It really is. It was absolute crap.
But
from stills I've seen, the thing
and
was like
I paid
a walking.
To watch it.
The
That's
thing looked
shittier.
Like a walking pile of shit.
I knew
I didn't go see it.
Like this isn't like I knew this movie was gonna be garbage
and
the moment they casted Michael B. Jordan as Johnny Storm. Like, that's not anything new with him personally. It's what a character's been a certain way for a certain amount of time. That's the way the character's always going to be.
Well, you know, I was kind of hoping that they're going to go with a younger crowd.
No, it was garbage.
I think it could have worked if they'd just
done it made better choices.
Better.
Yeah.
It could have been really good if it was actually good.
Had different people in it, had a different writer.
Well, you know, if
it wasn't owned by Fox.
A better story, it probably would have done a lot better. But
Fox I didn't trying really to have an issue with, you know, here.
I mean, watching it, you know, I didn't have an issue with Michael B. Jordan being Johnny Storm.
No.
Because I think in the Ultimate Comics, I want to say Johnny Storm was black in that.
Possibly. I think that's like the direction that they went.
And because I think they were John and Sue were adopted siblings, not biological siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been a while since I read any of the Ultimate Comics, let alone any of the Fantastic Four Ultimate Comics. But... You know, I mean, they could have made it work. It's just, it wasn't a good story. And again, what the hell is wrong with them and doing a good Doctor Doom? Why can't they not do a good fucking Doctor Doom?
I still don't think the first one was even that bad. The first one wasn't
like,
that bad.
But. I mean, as Doctor Doom.
I'm a big fan of Doctor Doom, Doom, but...
The second one was garbage.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, no.
But, anyways.
What I think it is that they just don't do their research into their character.
They just try to...
They're probably just given little dossiers about them, little backstory, and that's probably what they get to go off
if they even do that.
Because, yeah. Like, as great as the first two X-Men movies were, they weren't exactly, you know... Carbon copies of their comic book characters.
No, but they were still they were still good.
They were good. They were good.
They were
as good as they were.
Going in and expecting you know comic book from you know up on the screen.
You know what I think it is? I think Marvel spoiled us. They've been so accurate and so good at for the most part casting their actors to look like the comic book characters. You know, Robert Downey Jr., Tony Stark. Awesome. Chris Evans as Captain America.
You know.
The actors look right.
Yeah.
And I think it just spoiled us. We're just like, no, they. And I am 100% at fault for this. I'm putting the blame on myself here. I am that person where it's like they have to look right.
Have to.
I bring it up every podcast. Flash Thompson from Spider-Man, from these last two Spider-Man movies. Fuck that kid. I don't... It's cool. You know, don't even give a damn about his race, but he's not Flash Thompson.
You know...
Not even if you're... Not even just counting his looks. His entire character is not Flash Thompson.
When they went and casted for X-Men, they hit a fucking bullseye with one of their characters. You know?
Which one?
Huh? Wolverine.
I mean, for not, like he was
not
perfect.
Perfect.
But
somebody that
the only reason Hugh Jackman
evolved.
Got the role is because the guy that they originally cast to be him ended up breaking his arm on the movie set for
Danny DeVito for Wolverine.
There we go. I told you.
Too old for that shit, Danny.
Back then he wasn't.
Who cares?
I think
he drinks too much in the series role.
He could be Wolverine from Year 3000 something.
There we go.
Anyways.
Donatella.
Anyways.
But,
to the point.
There was a point.
No.
Well, there was me rambling about Flash Thompson because he's not Flash Thompson.
Did we ever have a point?
This one, no.
In the comics, at least from the ones I've seen, Flash Thompson comes. Dead. Well, yes, absolutely. But.
He's dead.
He comes from a broken home. He comes from a broken home with a poor, drunk, abusive father. And in the movies, he's got a neglectful parents that are rich.
Yeah.
Does anybody ever have a rich, drunken father?
You know, I don't think that... type of character right there will probably ever be able to become Agent Venom.
That's my problem. That's my biggest problem. Not even just how he looks anymore. It's he's never going to be able to grow to the point where... Because
he can.
Agent Venom required so much.
Yeah.
Now, they could still do it. It just won't be as good.
It will probably want to be Flash Thompson, though.
A huge moral shift if he goes into the military, but...
Well, the whole thing, like, the reason why Flash Thompson goes to the military is to get away from his drunk, abusive father.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know.
What has he got to get away from in his life?
Maybe that's why he loves Spider-Man.
The tired of money. Neglective parents that aren't there anyways.
And when they are there, the dad's abusive?
Yeah.
Maybe, you don't know. You don't know his life.
He calls them mommy and daddy.
Oh.
No, he calls them mother and father, but still. That's just because he's raging.
What? Doesn't matter.
But no, it seemed like he was in a very, wanting their attention kind of relationship. So I don't think he was a... Quit showing me this shit. Oh, okay. Me and DC here need to have a conversation in the podcast. Quit showing me shit for Crisis on Infinite Earths. Okay, I've been trying to avoid these spoilers, and then DC keeps just popping these things out of my face.
Oh, no.
Which I highly doubt. But
I got all 5 parts downloaded. I just haven't watched them yet.
I
figure I'll be doing that this weekend at work.
I gotta be able to watch the rest of the show. I will. I'll have to save up for a new phone if you do.
Hey, he should be in it talking shit about Deadpool.
Anyways, I highly doubt Ryan Reynolds is actually in it. But anyways, moving on. But yeah, no, Dead Cookies has spoiled a couple things for me, and then Google spoiled other things for me.
You can't even get on Google without it spoiling something.
Yeah, especially for guys on the internet.
Shit.
Like, I think his name's Burt Ward. He was the original Robin.
Yeah.
And he makes a cameo appearance in the series. The Titans, the new, TNT show or whatever it's on. They make a cameo. Lucifer makes a cameo in it. Everybody who's in the DC Universe, but not exactly on the Arrowverse.
Or what happens to certain somebody on their TV show, or who has a TV show named after him in this crossover, becoming another character entirely.
We're not going to be saying too much more about that, just the cameos for now.
Yeah.
Don't want to spoil things that have already been spoiled for me.
He's named after a pointy object and a secondary color.
Shut up. Anyways,
the purple pencil.
Ezra Miller makes a cameo.
Yep.
The orange dad stick.
Anyways. So, yeah, no, that's about all the talking about Infinite Earths we're going to be doing. Back to the rest of the world. Black Adam has officially began production in June, I want to say.
Yeah.
Nice.
And when is that coming out again? Next year?
Early next year is what they're hoping for. It's a very quick production.
The Snake Eyes movie that's coming, it's starting filming next month. And it's supposed to be out in October.
Wow.
What?
Snake Eyes.
Really?
G.I. Joe?
Yeah, another attempt at rebooting I.G. Joe.
Hey, that's fine with me. Yes. That's fine with me.
I think the official title is Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins or something like that.
That's okay. If they do it right, if they do it Snake Eyes.
But I do want to point out that The Rock has been really passionate about the Black Adam movie for the past 13 years?
Damn.
Yeah, this is a rumor. They were supposed to be getting this thing off.
Damn.
13 years ago, and that just never happened. And he's been, gunning for this thing to get created. And now that, the DC's finally starting to redeem themselves with Shazam and Aquaman and Wonder Woman.
And then The Flash.
Yeah. Anyway.
Back to Black Adam. So is this origin story?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be kind of like
how he got his powers first.
I doubt that it's going to be set back then, because I feel like that'd be a little too much like the Mummy.
That would be like Egyptian time.
Yeah.
Ooh, he can fight the Scorpion King.
Hey.
Anyways.
You crossover event.
But,
Stand alone.
But anyways, so I have a feeling like it's gonna be like a Deadpool situation, because Ryan Reynolds wanted to redeem Deadpool to moviegoers, and God, how long did it take for him to get Deadpool to happen? Oh, years,
because rated R, yeah,
well, rated R, and he wanted to do it actually Deadpool and not that.
Didn't he?
Well, he didn't tell us whose balls he had to fondle, but their name ran with Wolverine. Man, a smooth character. Well, damn, my dad.
So I actually have high hopes for this Black Adam movie, just because the main actor has a passion for it.
Yeah. Well, always. And if there's a passion behind the
role,
as long as it's not a blinding passion where he's going to be oblivious to crap story.
Yeah.
And he's just so excited to be up on this, put it up on
the good thing
screen.
Is, I mean, the story's already written.
Well, let's hope it's had some fucking 13 years worth of touch-ups, but,
I was making a joke because it's based off comic books.
Yeah.
Black Adam story's already written. Yeah. Anyways, that joke bombed.
Because with that kind of logic, then we should have way different MCU than we do.
We got Shazam 2 coming out, Aquaman 2, Flash.
Deadpool 3.
Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Black Widow.
Throwing in some of that DC there.
Trying to get this to be open.
It was almost slide there, bud. Almost.
Stabby.
Almost. Secret agent, man.
And then Eternals. I think that...
Eternals.
And is that way before all the Avengers, or we don't know?
What?
The Eternals.
I think it's supposed to start out way back when.
Way back when.
And be up to like nowish.
Oh, Black Widow has an official
time slot-ish
where it's set after
Civil War
but before Infinity War. Which, obviously... Once again, Marvel's lied to us, and they said this is going to be an origin story for her. And
fucking pricks.
We don't know.
Maybe the first five minutes will be.
We don't know. They might lie to us again.
They've got a dude named Taskmaster that's wearing a Lord Zedd mask and some goggles.
From what I understand, he's going to have two different costume designs.
Okay.
I'm hoping the second one will be better.
So, yeah, me too, because the one I've seen so far.
Well, did you see the English trailer?
Yeah,
well. I have to show you that.
Anyways.
And
we're going to have to
also look, how
Batman.
Are you defining an origin movie? Because, they could be giving us her origin during the movie, even though it's not taking place at the time of her origin, because that'd be kind of dull.
We could see flashbacks.
Mm. Right there, yeah.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't consider that an origin movie. That'd be
when we go back to
a movie with origin flashbacks.
Well, apparently,
we're going to be pedantic about shit.
Absolutely.
We really want to be pedantic
every
about
time.
Shit.
We're always.
Apparently, Matt, man, there's
Where's the rat? Where's the rat that steps on the correct buttons to kick Scott out of the quantum zone?
I thought we were not going to bring that up.
Oh, if we're being pedantic, we're going to be pedantic.
Sorry, you're gonna title something an origin movie, and have only a couple flashbacks be its origin.
We don't know.
Did
we don't know how long the flashbacks
are. 100% that it was an origin movie.
Yeah.
Dead Tendies will be right back.
Anyways, doesn't matter. We know when Black Widow is supposed to be taking place. So
before Infinity War.
Yes,
that was always a given.
I'd imagine. No, it takes place directly after Endgame.
I thought it took place during the middle of Endgame. Side quest.
Side quest.
They had a little bit of turbulence back in 2014 when they were on their way to go get the Soul Stone. I think, what fucking one were they going after?
So.
Are you in trouble, sir?
No. No, Larry is.
What else is new?
Also, it sounds like there's more heft to the idea that the Netflix shows are going to be put into the, well, rebooted into the MCU.
Yeah, we are already maybe confirmed Iron Fist.
Oh, snap.
Not Luke Cage.
Yeah. Not for the actor.
No. Well, Luke Cage is in the, but not the actor. Yeah. They're thinking Terry Crews,
which would be a good choice.
Yeah, it works. There is.
I like Terry Crews.
I saw his new trailer for.
I think he can
Paul Bunyan.
I think there's only two.
It's a like action movie about him breaking people with a sledgehammer.
There's only two actors I absolutely want to see keep the roles, and that's
Punisher.
John Bernthal's Punisher, and Charlie Cox's Daredevil.
I think that's it. Like the name.
But yeah, those are the only two that I absolutely 100% want to have in the MCU. The rest of them can be replaced.
Punisher,
I don't give a damn.
Definitely has to be rated R.
Absolutely.
There's no other way to make a Punisher movie.
But I think he redeemed himself from Walking Dead.
I know they could always, you know, go extreme NC-17 Punisher. There we go. We absolutely need to get the point across that the motherfucker's dead.
You know what? Where's our 2020 movies now?
Well, let's see. There's the Iron Man 2020 comic that just launched.
Yeah, there we go.
And there's going to be a I, Wolverine comic coming.
I, Wolverine.
Yeah, as in like Robot iPhone, Wolverine. iPod, iPad, I, Wolverine.
Hmm. Well, I was thinking more I, Robot.
You know, that's how the title is written. You know, lowercase I, capital W, O, you know, da, da, da. All right,
then.
Yeah.
Cybernetic brain.
And apparently, there's some kind of crossover that they've already got going. Big ass event with like the artificial intelligence of the Marvel Universe. The robots are Robot Rebellion or some shit like that. They're wanting freedom or something. I don't know. I'm not paying any fucking attention to it.
So the Terminator. Yeah, that's shit.
Got it.
So now that we've talked about the news, now we can just talk about our thoughts, opinions, and hopes and wishes. And that's if Wolverine gets recasted, which I highly doubt, just because it's who can fill those shoes.
Apparently, Disney is trying to.
Scuddy's would.
Is attempting to get Hugh Jackman back into it.
I don't think he will, though. Although it's Disney, so they can just be like. How about $5 billion?
Right.
Instead of, you know, two great big dump trucks full of money, how about...
I mean, friggin', who else could be having that buddy-buddy friendship with Deadpool? Hugh Jackman. Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman already have that buddy-buddy friendship.
Oh, shit.
And Jake Gyllenhaal's already in the MCU, so that can't happen.
Yeah.
It's the only other one of the three of them.
Tobey Maguire is Logan. There we go.
No.
Yet never. You want to see me give up on the MCU?
The original Spider-Man. Huh? The original
Spider-Man. I know.
Anyways. So, yeah.
Tobey Maguire has not.
Tobey Maguire.
I mean, he was great in those two Spider-Man movies.
You're right. They were up too.
Yeah, he sucked in the third one.
What third one?
What? There was a third one?
Do you remember a third one?
There was a third one.
Whoa, I don't remember that.
You guys need to learn to play along.
Sorry, guys, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was playing along.
You know what's great about the third one, though?
Hey, there is going to be a third Spider-Man that will be actually...
You know what's great about the third Spider-Man, though? There's another... Prison here.
All
right, and we're back from our little intermission. Anyways, now that we've gotten rid of the reject.
Intermission.
The interruption.
Yeah. But it was perfectly timed too, though, because we were supposed
to take a half an hour. So
yeah, we were supposed to take a little intermission, but no.
Yeah.
Disney in 2020, behold my stuff. Yeah, owning everything makes sense. So,
right.
Let's see. Any opinions on nerdy things that we can talk about?
Well, someone needs to, you know, get a hold of a, you know, time machine and go back to, I don't know, what, 2014? Slap whoever decided they were going to do the sequel trilogy and make shit up because they went along and actually hammer out a goddamn coherent, cohesive...
Fantastic Four? What are we talking about?
Yeah, you've kind of just opened up into a sequel trilogy, and there's a lot... Trilogy.
Fine, the Star Wars.
There you go.
There we go. I'm sorry.
I mean, there's so many. That's a little bit.
I don't know if you know this, Matt, man, but we're nerds, and there's a lot of trilogy sequels out there.
That we know of, but.
But.
Yes, you're and right. Yes.
I mean. Yeah, they totally, I think, dropped the ball.
Yeah.
With everything.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a Star Wars movie since the, Force Awakens.
I mean, the two standalones, Rogue One and Solo, those were fine. Mm. You know,
I need to watch those. I haven't had a chance yet.
I mean, out of those two, I think Rogue One is the better of the two.
Yeah.
But you know, they just need to. Yeah, the sequel trilogy, they dropped the freaking ball.
Yeah.
They dropped it down the sewer drain.
I mean, they definitely do better on their TV shows, too. Better, I think.
Now, speaking of Star Wars characters, John Boyega is still rumored to have some kind of a part in the Blade movie.
Oh.
Even though not sure who he'd be, but...
Yeah.
He's got rumored.
Yeah, it's a rumor. Who knows?
Yeah, we never know.
But yeah, so I don't know. There's all kinds of nerdy things coming up that
Doctor need... Strange 2 is rumored to bring back two dead characters.
Yeah, wasn't that they saying that a while ago?
Yeah,
Quicksilver and
probably Vision.
Vision.
But how? I gotta wonder if Vision's gonna be coming back anyways because you know WandaVision.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I think WandaVision was supposed to take place before Infinity War.
Is that after?
During the Civil bit War? Of time where they were off doing their own thing. I think it's after Civil War, just like Black Widow. After Civil War, before Infinity War.
Like, when it fell down to the ground.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of a weird place with Marvel where it's just like.
And
they're just kind of figuring out what to do around the endgame now.
Yeah.
It's like, they've still got those characters, but they can't do much with them after Endgame.
Yeah.
Or even Infinity War, for that matter.
Yeah, so they have to do everything.
Not unheard of. You know, they could still rebuild Vision.
Mm-hmm.
They could try. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be
Vision.
Well, he did come back, you know, they did... You know, rebuild him before.
Well, they did say he wasn't was more than Vision. Just one person.
And it was made up of
Tony, Vision was Jarvis.
Made up of Jarvis, Tony, Bruce.
Probably many others. The
Mind Stone.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, it's not impossible. It's just. Quick, Aaron Taylor Johnson getting a go at Quicksilver again. It would be nice.
I'm sure they'll probably bust out some Wakanda tech and rebuild Vision.
Doctor Strange 2 is rumored to have your boy David Tennant.
We've talked about it on the podcast before. Yeah.
We did?
Yeah. A couple times. Because you forget and then bring him back up. And then we had the same conversation.
Alright.
For Nightmare?
Yeah, for Nightmare.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. I didn't
know
him.
Yeah, no, we've David Tennant's Nightmare.
That would mean
it's been a while, okay.
Matt Smith is gonna be in the Morbius, the Living Vampire movie, which was really cool.
I did not know that.
And he pops up in the trailer. Anyways.
Well, I'm not a Morbius fan or a Jared Leto fan for that matter.
He looks, it's, it looks like he's going to do a lot of this.
Going to be redeeming himself.
Looks like Ryan Reynolds with Death.
We'll see.
Or Tom Hardy with Venom.
We know for sure now it's going from DC to Marvel, not Marvel to DC, though, because Ben Affleck. I mean, it was good. It was just not great.
I mean, I think if he got a chance at his own, if the movie would have been,
if he could have had his own Batman movie, with, you know, I think people might have actually liked him a lot better.
Also, for movies like in the comics, Batman's killed before. Happened.
Yeah.
In the movies, though, it's kind of always been the golden rule that Batman just doesn't kill. Ignore the Tim Burton movies where he blew up a dude and several other things.
Other things happen.
Batman doesn't kill. Ever. Ever.
Never.
No. Never.
He just mortally
kills. It's Batman. It's against his rules.
He just mortally
purposefully kills.
He just mortally cripples.
You know, doesn't normally use a gun. It's always been Superman. Yeah.
Well, it's like that is actually a specific rule for the character.
Yeah,
that
he
was,
never
that was the big gun. Thing with because, Superman when Man of Steel came out.
Well,
and he snapped General Zod's neck. Yeah. Sorry, spoilers for however old movie that is.
Man of Steel, come on, don't. You know you're not going to watch it.
He moved on.
But, like, in the original,
of Rivero.
In the very original Batman comics, Batman carried a pistol. But,
because
he was supposed to be a detective. He was supposed to be a private investigator type character. And he was still in a Batman costume. So he was just a really quirky detective. But he carried a pistol.
He was mad.
And then higher-ups came. Higher-ups came and they said he can't have a gun. He can't carry a gun. Eventually. It was like after like four or five.
So they gave him a grappling hook instead.
Basically.
And then he became our beloved Batman.
Well, don't forget there's, you know, DC and their multiverse. It could have been like Earth, you know, 78 or something like that.
It was 52 for DC.
There's more.
Not canonically. Canonically, I guess it's after the New 52. Canonically. There were more before, but then they got condensed.
Yeah, I understand they're changing that again or something.
Because of course they are.
Yeah.
People.
Wow. Yeah, great. Because
of course. You should be, goddammit.
It's not like it wasn't already complicated enough.
Because, you know, he went through the whole crisis on Infinite Earths to whittle shit down, which screwed up some things and fixed some things, screwed up others. Then they did Zero Hour again, like 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Try and fix some things, screwed up some
Flashpoint.
Flashpoint.
Oh,
which led to.
Which is rumored to be what the Flash movie is going to be. Still rumored to be, I should say.
Okay with that.
Depends on if they actually kind of follow the comic books.
Oh, because Thomas Wayne is currently around in DC books now.
Well, because
there's Thomas and Bruce.
Like the Flash TV show had a,
and I think Alfred is dead.
Flashpoint. Wasn't as good
as the comics. The cartoon movies of DC's were pretty good.
Well, it's like cartoon animated movies and stuff.
They can do better.
They do more. They don't have to, you know.
They can actually follow the comic storylines a lot better.
Sign contracts and sign. Go through
but
the hoops. And
they have more leeway at being accurate to the comics.
Yeah.
Live action movies don't have that kind of leeway unless you're at Marvel, which in case they don't. They can, they just don't choose to. They have 100% power to be accurate.
They
comics.
Do when they choose to.
Yeah.
When they finally saw how much money they can get when they become really accurate with
the comics. Wait, like, hey, they were not going to get money anyways?
I mean,
I think we all know that we'd chill out to them no matter what.
We're bowing down.
I like how they're doing it better, you know, where they're, telling more original stories instead of just going straight from comic book to the
thing. It takes place in its own Earth, too. So it's not supposed to follow the comic books specifically. It's supposed to follow its own storyline, so it makes sense.
James Gunn is saying that Adam Warlock may not be in Guardians Volume 3.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? First, there's the goddamn Easter egg in the cocoon and the collector's collection in the first one. Then there's the damn cocoon at the end, one of the post-credit teasers, you know, stingers in Volume 2.
Yeah.
Like... get off, James Gunn. Quit being a twat.
What are they gonna cast for that? That's a very big role to cast.
It's more like a pet.
Brad Pitt.
I know something that I haven't brought up in a previous
up to our nerd boner with a giant pen and whacking it on the head, trying to make it go away.
Right.
Boner killer.
Rumor could be in Thor: Love and Thunder. Bay Ray Bill.
Maybe that's who Christian Bale's going to play.
And that's the rumor he is going to be playing.
Yeah.
Or what's funny. The other one I said? Braz, not the Brave?
Huh?
I talked to you about this.
He's not saying the name right. I can't remember what it was, but...
Brosnan? Yeah, something. A warrior.
Not Pierce Brosnan. No.
No.
It's one of the Asgardian types. Anyways,
Baldur the Brave?
Probably.
Baldur.
Pretty sure.
All right.
Okay, wasn't Baldur revealed to be a secret brother of Thor or some shit like that?
I just kind of hope that he's Beta Ray Bill so that they can hide his face.
I'm Beta Ray Bill.
Oh, God, no.
Yep. You're doing that three times.
It returns. I fly with it.
Yeah, what are you going to suppose they're going to do with regards to Beta Ray Bill's hammer? His hammer, Stormbreaker.
Well,
And Thor's axe.
They're going to.
Stormbreaker.
They're going to name it something else.
Well, Tyrion Lannister is going to have to make another fucking comeback and be like, I don't know. I told you I had a mold, right?
Make
two Stormbreakers. Two.
Make Thor another.
One's different metal.
Make a new Mjolnir for.
One's golden.
Yeah.
Mjolnir for Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beta Ray Bill's
going to be. Because that right there could be them winking that there's already one out there. If he already had a mold for it, then he already
one does have a handle. One does have a
one
handle.
One had a handle. That'd be Beta Ray Bill's.
And one doesn't have Brute's arm on it.
And one's golden.
Yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah.
How would he be introduced, though?
Hi, my name's Beta Ray Bill.
Hi, Beta Ray Bill.
I've been trapped in this prison by this guy called the Collector until the place exploded.
I'm telling you, that's where you're going to get one of those...
Sakaar. That was his.
I feel like that.
He was in the statue. His face was the statue part of the big old ass building of the Game Masters.
Yeah,
and then he, quote unquote, wasn't the guy in the cage that was that had the red cape and the orangish skin color that definitely wasn't.
Like me and Mike were. I was talking to Logan. Was I talking to you about if no Logan at work that the game master when Beta Ray Bill lost just gave him away to his brother.
Lost and then gave him away. Interesting.
Yeah, gave him to because Collector is his brother.
You know, might have been a bet kind of thing or something.
Maybe.
Yeah. Your challenger against my challenger. Whoever wins gets the...
Also, did Hulk kill Man-Thing?
I think
so.
Do we think Hulk killed Man-Thing? Do we think there's not a chance of Man-Thing coming back?
Just defeated.
Maybe.
Because he didn't kill Thor. Or Thor 1. Yeah, Thor 1.
No.
No, Thor.
Thor lost.
Thor lost.
Thor lost because the Game Master.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
he
sure.
He put a little lightning into the God of Thunder.
I'm Asgard.
But yeah, no, I'm pretty sure he might be dead, but there might be a chance. You never
I'd
know.
Like to see Man-Thing.
I would cool. love to see. Yeah.
Can Man-Thing truly die, though?
No, I don't know. I will look that up.
From the Hulk? Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be Although, how do they flattered and reconstitute trap? Himself, you know.
Yeah. Although, how did they get the
I thought
little shocker onto him? Right? See, maybe the concept of having a Man Thing there at all is confusing.
Maybe with he was there everything. Willingly?
Wanting to cause damage to people?
He's
kind of a peaceful creature.
Maybe they had something. Maybe
really
they had
have
his
sentience as you know.
Well,
we really
isn't
know
he,
it.
Doesn't he have like he's a dead body in him?
A critter of instinct.
Or was it a person?
He was a person.
I think he used to could be a person.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Could be, but he not could be anymore.
Maybe not.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure there was a person in there.
He's basically mindless.
They might have something of him that they might have got something of him on that planet that he just, you know.
I don't know. It could be anything.
He's supposed to be the guardian of the nexus of all realities in Florida, of all places.
Yeah, everything happens in Florida.
Of course.
It explains a lot.
Yeah, for sure. That's why nobody ever wants to go to the bottom part of Florida, huh?
Fucking Florida.
Just round them all up and send them to. You know, go fight our wars in the Middle East. Here, launch the Florida men.
You know what? Let's just bring back the catapults.
So he could die if he's away from the swamp.
No, well, then he definitely died.
Yeah.
That's
what these people.
I don't know if you can get.
Fucking Florida.
I don't know if you can get much further from the swamp than.
That's why he didn't die. It's fucking Florida swamp.
Of course.
They must be putting some fucking chemical
the swamps in there. Of Florida.
Image Comics needs to start making movies. Yeah. Image Comics. You know, the people that rip off every other comic book company out there.
I think they do perfect. That, actually. I think they have, like, little cheap knockoff-ass movies.
I mean, they kind of are, because I think Spawn's a weird character where he kind of belongs to a lot of people. Like, there's Marvel Comics on Spawn, there's DC Comics on Spawn, there's Dark Horse Comics on Spawn, there's Image Comics on Spawn. Spawn's a weird character where he's kind of bounced around companies.
Now, yeah.
He's a whore.
Now he's on Mortal Kombat.
And then the Batman crossover.
WB.
But I think...
I'm trying to think.
I think right now he's owned by Dark Horse, though.
Spawn?
Yeah.
He's owned by Todd McFarlane. The founder of Image.
Okay, so it is Image Comics. I don't know. It's fucking all over the place. There's been all kinds of comics out there for him.
Oh, Jesus.
George!
Alright, we almost had a catastrophe.
Uh-oh.
Devil cats.
Anyways, cat was climbing around TVs and stuff, and it wasn't safe. But yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that. I want to see that in live action. Yes!
That'd be weird.
That versus Spawn.
Spawn, yeah. Put that
isn't
there like a new Spawn movie?
Yeah, there's a new Spawn movie coming out.
Yeah, put that.
Well, no, yeah, it's not really a Spawn movie per se because it'll focus around Twitch, the detective. That
no Sam, just Twitch.
Huh?
No Sam, just Twitch.
Yeah. Well, it's like Spawn's supposed to like be around, but you're not really gonna see him until like the end of the movie, is what's rumored. For the most part, and Jeremy Renner is supposed to be playing Twitch. So Jeremy Renner's giving up his tights for a, you know, badge and a gun.
That's stupid.
But
don't you know, if you're ever in a fight with other people in tights, if you're not wearing tights, your chances are you're going to be a casualty.
There's other Image Comic characters.
Especially
that
if you're dating somebody in tights.
there's other Image comic characters that Ant. It's very.
Ant. What I understand, that's a rather. It's a weird non-family spot, friendly.
Looks like
very non-family friendly character.
It's your very unfriendly neighborhood bug.
Anyways, there's some other really weird characters in Image Comics that are just like, I wonder where those came from. There's, but anyways,
I'm just gonna leave that on.
But yeah, no, Image Comics has so many characters that it's just like, so you definitely ripped that off.
Yeah, look at most of Rob Liefeld's stable of characters. I mean, I don't know how many Wolverine ripoffs he's got.
Really, but then Image Comics also has some original characters, but they're usually garbage. Or at least design and name wise, they're garbage. Because like, there's the Dragon family,
Savage which Dragon. Are,
huh? Yeah, Savage Dragon. Dragon. Yeah, all of his relatives, because there's all kinds of dragon out there, but they're all humanoid with green skin and like
fins,
weird
fin
ears, and they're supposed to be dragons. It's weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never really bothered much with Image Comics when they came out or when they started.
I haven't really either,
too
but,
much anymore either.
But I just like some of the characters out there. I would like to see it a live action version.
You know, I did kind of follow Spawn for a while, but after a bit, I was like, whatever.
You want?
He's just one of them immortal characters. They'll keep coming around, man.
Mm-hmm. One character that I really want to see, or one thing I want to see come up at some point in the vast future, nowhere near our time, but eventually, I want to see DC and Marvel make amalgam movies.
That would be
That'd
awesome.
That'd be fucking amazing, wouldn't it?
That would be
They're
awesome.
Amalgam comics where they would combine their characters.
Yeah. From the DC Marvel crossover about a decade ago.
Thank you.
Superman, which they didn't really change his name, but he's Captain America and Superman combined. Spider-Boy. There's some really awesome fucking characters in Amalgam Comics. And
I had all three of the mini crossover miniseries that they did. Marvel versus DC, DC versus Marvel, All Access. The two sets of one-shots they did for the Amalgam Comics.
For the comic book nerds on the go, this is not a sponsorship or anything. God, I wish it'd be amazing. But there's a YouTube channel that's called Comic Storian. And what he does is he takes the long story arcs and he condenses them down into a narrative format. So, like, he talks about all the big stories in comic books and he tells the entire story in a more narrative sense and kind of breaks it down to the moments of the
makes it a TLDR version.
Basically, and has it in audio format and stuff. And I've been listening to his videos for about a month now, and I know so much more about the comics than I did before. It's pretty good. Comic Storian on YouTube. Definitely would check it out.
For sure.
Any closing thoughts? Other than Mattman's...
That was mine.
Burping. Don't let rats step on your keyboards.
Okay, that was him.
He wouldn't have thought about it if it wasn't for your little outburst earlier.
I wouldn't have had the little outburst if you weren't being so pedantic.
Oh my god. It. Whatever.
Well.
No, she's just like, what?
He just doesn't want them back from the quantum zone. Quantum realm.
Vinegar and baking soda is fun.
And there's Uxter. Well, this has been the first podcast of 2020.
Hopefully we'll get better.
Don't stick your finger in a light socket.
I have some ideas that might
what about a fruition
within less, the next few months.
Less people.
More of a...
Stay away from the dirt button.
Interesting. But anyways, thank you guys
don't
so much.
Spit into the wind.
Or pee up a rope.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I've done that. This has been the Versus Left Podcast at the Digital Dinner Table. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dead Dungeons.
Uggster.
Who am I again?
Bye!